Exercise 5. A rivet is a permanent mechanical fastener typically characterized by a cylindrical body with a head at one end. It is used to join two metal plates together. Since the bond created by a rivet is practically permanent, it is often used as an alternative to adhesive bonded or welded joints. If a riveted connection needs to be undone, the rivet must be destroyed by removing one of either of its two heads. They are usually made of carbon steel, but lightweight alternatives like aluminium and copper are also used quite commonly. The primary purpose of a rivet is to support shear loads oriented perpendicularly to the axis of the shank. However, it can also support tension loads at a limited capacity. For larger ones, bolts and screws are more recommended. In the process of bolting, the metallic parts are joined together by means of a bolt or screw and/or nut. It is widely used in assembling of parts which are to be joined temporarily or joints which require periodic maintenance. They allow easy dismantling of components without rupturing or harming them. However, they are prone to failure under vibration because of loosening of joining elements. Also, strength of joint is not very high, and thus these processes are not suitable for heavy load applications. A bolt can be a cap screw with a hexagonal head, considered to withstand the most severe loads, or rounded socket head type screw of various standard and size. It is inserted into a pre-drilled hole, not threaded, that is bigger than the bolt's threaded cylinder outer diameter. From the other side, the nut, with a matching internal thread, is run to tighten the joint. The pressure applied by the nut creates a very high friction between the two joint parts, practically locking relative movement. The nut can be removed when required to dismantle the assembly so that the joints can be undone. Spanners of various standard sizes are available to tighten or loosen the bolt by application of torsional force. Many times a definition of torque is required to avoid damaging delicate equipment yet ensuring enough pressure applied. Screwed joint is sometimes considered a separate type, but it is actually a variation of a bolted joint. The difference is that a screw is used rather than a bolt, thus requiring an internal thread in one of the to-be-joined parts. This can save space, however, continuous reuse of the thread would probably damage the coils, making the whole part unsuitable. Thus, inserts and helicoils should be applied, especially for softer types of metal, such as aluminium, and smaller threads, making it possible to replace the damaged insert, helicoil, instead of throwing away the whole part.